Episode 65.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week, we hear from Dr. Jason Jones. He's an expert in motivation, the kind of motivation you're going to need to be successful with your internet business. And the crazy thing is, he's a listener from down the street. Stay tuned for Jason and more this week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night.
Now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. Another podcast on time. Go crazy. We're going to get right into it because we want to make sure we keep this thing on time. And Dr. Jason Jones has a lot to say. Dr. Jones is awesome. And, you know, he's all high tone for this show. I think it's really cool that we can get somebody like this. Dr. Jones is a corporate psychologist. He's also a speaker and executive coach, and he works at a Fortune 12 company. So, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with that business lingo, he works for one of the 12 most successful high dollar companies in the world, a very big one that you've heard of. And he's worked there for nearly two decades. And so he's well qualified to talk to us on the subject of motivation. It's what he does. So that's kind of the professional high tone view, and motivation is really important. And I think you should listen to what Dr. Jones has to say, and you probably should read one of the books that we refer to in the show. It's a book called Drive by Daniel Pink. And you can find that on Amazon. And if you're like me, you can also find it on Audible. If you're like me and you prefer audiobooks over reading because you're trapped in your car all the time. So that works for people who listen to podcasts a lot of times. Highly recommend the Pink book, Drive by Daniel Pink. And then the other thing I want to turn you on to is there's lots of ways to skin this. So this is, Jason's going to kind of give you the PhD psychologist view of the world, and we're going to reduce that down to practical stuff that you can really use. And then there's also sort of the kind of what I'll call the direct marketer's sort of layperson's kind of view that's based on these same ideas. And I'm going to point you to an episode of Internet Business Mastery that recently aired, The Secret to Endless Motivation. And that's very well aligned with the kind of stuff that Dr. Jones has to say here. And you can hear it from Jeremy and Jason. And those two things agree really well. And I think that's a nice compliment to this episode. I'll leave a link to the Internet Business Mastery episode in the show notes called The Secret to Endless Motivation. And finally, the other resource I want to point you to on this topic is a crazy interview that will just blow your mind that Pat did with Dane Maxwell, where Dane talks about kind of the, you know, a little bit new agey view of motivation that just, you know, is way different than what Dr. Jones has to talk about. But I think some of the roots of it come from the same place, you know, motivation in your subconscious, intrinsic motivation. It's just, you know, a little bit further out there. And the kind of the thing that Dane says in the interview is, if you thought the world was flat and I told you it was round, you would think I was crazy, but indeed the world is round. And so Dane's view of motivation, that's how he justifies his thinking on that, is that he's one of the few guys that really understands the world is round on this topic. So that's kind of a very interesting, maybe a little dangerous way to think about things, but I highly recommend that episode. It's very interesting, and that's episode 85 of the Smart Passive Income podcast, and I will link to that in the show notes as well. So without further delay, there's four resources: my interview, Jeremy and Jason's episode, Pat's interview, and the book Drive by Daniel Pink. Recommend that you get all of those because motivation is the key to success in internet business. Let's get to Dr. Jones.
Hey, don't touch that dial. It's time for another fantastic guest on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
All right, so I am super excited to finally be on the mic with a guy that I've known for, gosh, I guess Jason's been well over a year, maybe getting on to 2 years now, Dr. Jason Jones. How are you, Dr. Jones?
I'm doing great.
Does that make you feel fancy when I call you Dr. Jones?
Not really. Maybe it embarrasses me a little bit. But
Well, you hold a PhD, that's correct, right?
That's right. PhD in psychology.
You hold a PhD in psychology, and your area of focus, at least recently, has been motivation.
Yeah, that's right. It's been actually more than recently. I started my doctoral work back in 1997, and that's where I took my interest in why people do what they do and motivation and things like that. And I actually kind of put together my own track for my doctoral program in psychology. As I really spent most of that 4 years or so in graduate school, my doctoral program, specifically researching why people do what they do in a business environment.
Well, that's perfect because I want to talk to you about motivation. So that works out for us today, doesn't it?
All right.
So, but before we get to all that, I maybe go through some of your qualifications. We have to tell people how we met. So, I mean, we're on Skype. How far away from each other would you say we are at this moment?
Well, first of all, Mark, I don't know exactly what house you live on, but I know the street you live on. And we're probably, I'm going to say, 5 blocks.
Yeah, maybe at the most 5 blocks. So I guess we met as a result of podcasting, right?
That's right. I was, searching out podcasts as I do, and heard your name a couple of times through Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast, and I think a few others, Pat Flynn also, and had no idea that you lived even near me. And I thought you maybe one of these other guys, and in California or Florida or something like that. And then I heard you were you lived in Texas, so that intrigued me.
Yeah. And then come to find out it's 5 blocks away, right?
Yeah. I remember the email that I sent and said, oh, hey, I live in the Dallas area as well. I'm actually out north. And then I think you emailed back and said, I'm out north too. And I said something like, well, I'm in Allen. And then you emailed back, I'm in Allen too. And then actually I think we narrowed it all the way down to the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I remember that quite well. That was great. So
my kids go to school together.
Yeah, that's right. And I've seen you up at the elementary school. So it's a small world. So the reason that I have been wanting to get you on the show for a long time, Jason, is because I think a lot of people that listen to this show, it's certainly true for me, they have a day job and they are trying to do something on the side, or they are somehow trying to build something from nothing. Essentially, they're starting up this small business. And whether you're working in the margins of your life, like I am, trying to do something late at night, or you're doing this thing full time, if you're a solo entrepreneur, it takes a lot of what I'm going to call motivation. And I've noticed over the years that my motivation, sometimes it's huge and sometimes it's less huge. And I know you've noticed, and my listeners notice, my podcasting consistency sometimes is not what I want it to be. And I know some of that goes to motivation. So I thought, what better thing to do than to spend some time with an expert talking about motivation in a way that's relevant and practical for solo entrepreneurs?
Very good. And I think that's, in my mind, motivation is the crux of psychology. You think about all the things that we hear about, you know, from psychology, the things, you know, if you've taken a psychology class in college, whatever it might be, you know, it all boils down to why we do what we do as humans and what drives us to ultimately behave in the way that we behave. And you can boil all that down to our motives.
Yeah, because go ahead.
Yeah, and I'd say that, and that's what drives me. I have just this deep curiosity to understand why we do what we do from a global standpoint, which is, you know, how we do life and why we, you know, why our personalities are the way they are. But also when you think about just the different scenarios and situations you're in life, and sometimes you may be motivated by it and you want to take action, and other times you don't, you know, you're not motivated at all with it. So to me, that's fascinating.
Yeah. And at the very simplest level, it occurs to me every time I do anything, it's because I've been motivated to do it, whether it's answer the phone, I'm motivated to stop the ringing, or, you know, buy a new house, I'm motivated to improve my situation. I've got some motivation. I've got motivation to change the television channel. I mean, this is true at all levels, right?
Everything you do is motivated by something. If you think about it, everything you do. And sometimes that motivation is a little more thoughtful, and it's something that goes through a process of thinking about it and connecting it with what we want an outcome to be, either immediate or down the road. Other times it's much more physiological, you know? So if you think about, you know, you get thirsty, well, you know, you go get a glass of water. It may be because you're thirsty. There's a motive there. You know, you scratch your head because you have an itch. Well, there's a motive there. So anytime any behavior we do, there's some motive for why we do that. There's an outcome that we're trying to achieve.
Well, so, I mean, that obviously makes sense as soon as you think about it, but your focus, a lot of your focus has been specifically motivation in business. So can you talk a little bit about why motivation is in business and why motivation is important in business and why you'd want to spend time thinking about that?
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, again, kind of going back to why we do what we do, there's a lot of applications for this in business. You know, if you are a business owner, you want to think about how you can be a good leader, how you can be a good, you know, be good in your business and run a good business. Also, if you have employees, you want to think about and understand how do you motivate them to give their best, to engage in what you're doing and perform at their highest levels. You think about your customers. You want to know how to motivate your customers to take action. If you want them to buy something, if you want them to contract your services. I think the biggest application, though, of all is as we look at it personally, and to better understand ourselves, to know how can I self-regulate myself so that I can have a relatively high level of motivation and have that for long periods of time. So essentially, how can I have a healthy level of motivation most of the time? And I think, you know, everyone knows, and you've all experienced high levels of motivation, and you've experienced low levels of motivation, and we would all prefer to have high levels of motivation most of the time, I believe. Because you think, what are the things that come along with high levels of motivation? And you think confidence, excitement, joy, engagement, focus in your work, high expectations, goal mindset. There's so many great emotional states that come along with being motivated. And so one of the things that I've looked at through my research and the research of others is trying to determine what is it in our work environments that keep us motivated and keep us with this healthy level of motivation. And when I talk about motivation, I'm talking more of the healthy perspective, not the, you know, command and control, fear, you know, manipulation and that type of motivation that I'm sure we've all have experienced to some extent. We know that motivation's fleeting when we don't have the person who's putting us under the fear, or we don't have the situation where we're not under someone's control. that may be trying to put this negative motivation on us, and we know we're not motivated. It dies out. We don't continue to behave in that way. And I think, you know, in a business environment, many people are realizing that if I'm going to keep myself motivated, if I'm going to keep others motivated, so we all enjoy what we're doing, we're all performing highly, we're all being successful, we've got to focus on how do we have that positive motivation and sustain that. Another way to look at this too is that you don't want to have these roller coaster type emotions and you're a roller coaster motivation, which means you have very, very high highs and then you have low lows. And what ends up happening there is you end up having, you know, you feel great at the high and you do everything you can to stay up there. But oftentimes the higher you go, the lower you go as well. So we want to look at this more as probably more rolling hills with obviously there's some lull that we have in our motivation, but we also want to have, you know, that higher level of motivation over a long period of time. So it's sustaining. And when we do that, it sustains our performance as well.
Yeah. I know that, people in sports, a lot of times they'll talk about something similar. Like I've heard Tiger and Jack Nicklaus both talk about, they try not to get too upset when they make a really bad shot and not to get too pumped up when they make an amazing shot. They're just kind of trying to stay on an even keel. So that's the kind of analogy that makes me think of. But let me ask you, you know, as a guy who studies motivation, what the kind of stuff that you're talking about seems to me a little bit different than some of the just, I don't want to be too pejorative here, but sort of more superficial discussions that I hear where it's go, rah, rah, motivational speaker type stuff. You're really talking more about the fundamental aspects of motivation. And that makes me think you probably get into a little bit more of what works and what actually doesn't work. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of, I guess, expand on this idea. You kind of said it. I think that it's the stuff that really works in the long term is the positive motivation, not the negative kind of motivation. Can you expand on that a little more?
Yeah. You know, I call this motivation madness. In you know, we're now in, you know, 2013, and we've had really more than 100 years of psychology, of theories. Even before William James and Sigmund Freud and they spent a lot of their time thinking about what drives us, why we do what we do. You know, before that we had Socrates and Plato, you know, millennia ago, asking the same questions: why do we do what we do as humans, and how do we understand each other better? How can we understand what we do? And then you have over the last 100 years, you have all of these different theories that are out there, right? I mean, and some of them had some decent research behind them. Most of it was very observational, but they weren't highly scientific like we've been able to get to over the last 15 or so years. And when you say, well, how is it highly scientific now than it wasn't then? Well, the interesting thing is now is that we have such easy access to be able to validate theories and actually research people now than we ever had before. Our ability for computers to crunch data is faster and easier and better. Our access to people is better than it ever has been with the advent of the internet. We can now look at and getting samples. You know, when you want to validate a theory, you want to validate it to all human beings. You don't want to just validate it to Western civilization or, you know, people in the United States. You've got to look at it across all ethnic groups, people from every background all over the world on all continents. So you can really understand, is this a phenomena of a certain area of the world, or is this true of all humans? And that's where you've seen the research go over the last 15 years or so, 20 years maybe. And so you've got things like Maslow's hierarchy of need, which is, I mean, it gave so much to us for understanding humans and people, and it was accepted for so long. But over the last you know, 15 years or so, it's been disproven. And we like to say that, yeah, you know, we have to take care of our basic needs before we're motivated to self-fulfillment and things like that. But, you know, it just does not hold water anymore. We know that people actually pursue self-fulfillment before other even lower needs, according to Maslow, have been met. I mean, think about Ross McGinnis. 2006, December 4, 2006 in Afghanistan. He's in a car. He's in a Humvee with four of his buddies, and they're patrolling in a pretty safe area. But yet, out of the blue, someone throws a grenade, unpinned grenade inside the Humvee. Now, you know, psychologists 50, 60, 70 years ago would say number one thing is about saving your life, survival, and also the hedonism, you know, that may be outside of a survival situation would be just seeking pleasure. That's our biggest motives. Well, we know that's not true. Ross McGinnis jumped on the grenade and essentially took the grenade on himself and saved all four of his buddies. And I mean, just one example, actually this type of example, someone throwing themselves on a grenade has actually been documented 41 times since World War II. And it shows you that we live for something more than just survival. We live for things that are meaningful. We live for things that are value. We live for people. We make decisions sometimes in a split second. It's about how we want to live our lives. And so you think about Ross McGinnis, he hit self-fulfillment during that time, but yet it wasn't. He wasn't taking care of his safety needs.
Yeah, his basic needs were not met by the hand grenade.
That's exactly right. You think about B.F. Skinner and a lot of things that we've had in business psychology and how do you boost motivation and engagement has been around how do we reward and recognize and reward people? And some of that's great, but that's good stuff. I mean, I think that needs to be there. We need to reward people. We need to recognize people when they do good things. But is that all there is? For a long time, that's people buy into that B.F. Skinner's behaviorism. If you want to continue an activity or you want an activity to be sustained or even start, you find a way to reinforce it with something. B.F. Skinner worked with animals. He worked with pigeons. Problem is, Mark, we're not animals. We're not pigeons. Well, maybe, you know, some people say we're animals to some extent, but we're not pigeons. And we have a higher level of what we call metacognition. We can think about our own thinking and make our own conscious choices. And the problem is we've seen now, especially during the 80s and 90s, we've seen a satiation of all these rewards and recognitions in the business environment in that it's not enough, right? You can get paid a whole lot of money, but if you don't like what you do, if it's not meaningful, your level of engagement, your level of motivation, and your satisfaction with what you do goes down. So there's got to be something more there. And that's where some of the research that researches I'll mention here, one of them is Stephen Reese and his theory called Basic Desires Theory, which has to do with our basic values and desires. Very internal. There's 16 of these desires for things like acceptance, curiosity, family, idealism, order in our lives, you know, how we like things to be orderly, power, which is about our influence and our wanting to lead, social contact, vengeance, which is around competition, status, which is our desire for prestige and social standing. So he's got a theory on this, the 16 desires, and it is the most researched confirmatory factor analysis over the last 10 years, best stuff that I've seen out there that really explains the intrinsic motivators that drive us as humans. Now, my theory and what I teach, when I teach this, motivate to engage, and I teach this in a business standpoint, I couple that because there's another theory called self-determination theory by Desi and Ryan. So Edward Desi, Richard Ryan, a lot of people know of their work through Daniel Pink's book, Drive.
Sure. Yeah, I've read that book.
Yeah, and so that's been very popular. It's got a lot of press. I actually, to show you how far I go back, Daniel Pink wrote his book, I believe, in 2010. I wrote my dissertation validating that theory in 2002. And so I was one of the first to actually validate that theory in a business standpoint, looking at performance outcomes. So looking at someone's level of motivation and being able to predict their level of performance on the job. So the thing that I think, and it's a great book, I highly suggest the book Drive. I think it gives some great insights. Dan is a prolific writer. He's a very gifted writer. But I do believe that there's several missing pieces. And in my research, and especially the stuff that I've done specifically on my own, where we're looking at these basic desires theory, and we're also looking at this concept of self-determination theory, when they're put together, when you look at both of these things together, you see a cycle of motivation that first is internal with us, of what's meeting our unique needs that makes meaning for us, our unique desires that we all have that makes meaning for us. And then you couple that with an environment that's supportive, then you have a great cycle of motivation for ourselves. So if we put ourselves in the right environment, and we're also in a situation where we're able to move towards our basic desires and needs, we have that we have a great opportunity to really be in a highly motivational state. So, Mark, you've been in a situation before where you have been highly motivated because you're doing something that meets one of your basic desires. And I'm going to say for you, Mark, one of the basic desires that you have that you are strong in would be probably idealism. And that is, you want to improve society. You want to help other people out. You want to help people build their businesses.
Sure.
I also would say that you probably have high power as well, which is you like to lead and you want to influence others.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, yep.
You couple those with, and I'm even going to throw in there a little bit of status, okay? If you're okay with that.
Sure, yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I know who I am.
And you're certainly, people high on status, they like to, some of these people, they like to find their status and maybe drive in an expensive car or something like that, or maybe wear an expensive suit. That's one way to find status. Other ways to find status is things like what you do and what many of the people, your listeners, are doing, and that's trying to build a business. Trying to be able to be known for something. It's about having the standing among your peers and that type of thing. And so when you look at those, and let's just say you're working on something that really hits those areas and you're excited about it and you're motivated about it, if you put yourself in an environment with people and all of a sudden they kill it or they're not supportive of it, your motivation is going to tend to go down. Now, if you put yourself in an environment, though, where people are like, yeah, Mark, that's great, great idea. I think that's awesome what you're doing. How can I help you? And how can we keep you going on this? And then your motivation is going to go upward, or it's going to sustain and probably boost to a higher level.
So that starts to get to, I think what a lot of people that are listening to this now want to hear about, which is, if they are that person that's building that business, what is it, how do these sort of esoteric, seemingly to a layperson, esoteric psychology theories, how do they funnel down into a guy or a gal who's trying to build their own business and stay motivated to do that? How does that map into sort of practical advice that people can use to improve their own motivation?
Yeah, so excellent question. And that's where we always want to get this discussion. So theory sometimes is fun, but you want to get it to what does this mean for us? The environment piece, and by the way, anyone that they want to know more about these 16 desires, there is a great book that Stephen Reese actually wrote, and I mentioned him a moment ago, and it's called The Normal Personality. You can find that on Amazon. You can learn more about that. Also on my website, you can learn more about that. But when you think from the environment standpoint, I have a little framework that I use, and it's actually the acronym is FRAME. And I use work on the back of that as a good reminder to people who are building their business or leading in business. And look for your frame or build your frame environment. The F stands for freedom. The R stands for relationships. The A is for ability. The M is for meaning. and the E is for energy. And so what you're wanting to do is look for these components or build these components in all your environments. The better that you can do that, the better you're going to be able to support your natural motivation. And so I say that from a framework standpoint to think about, but let's talk about kind of what, how we make that practical and how we put that into practice. The first thing that I would say is baseline here. If you want to optimize your motivation, you need to have the best health that you can have. If you think about motivation, your motivation is psychological energy that drives purposeful behavior. And if you, the healthier that you can be as a person, exercising often, also eating as well as you can, the more you're going to be able to optimize the motivation you already have. Okay. And so I think that's very important. That's kind of the base. That's step zero in my mind.
And I read your blog and you would have me take vitamins too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think including some I've never even heard of.
Well, there's some great vitamins in it. There's a lot of stuff out there, by the way. And I don't tell people, I don't advise people take anything unless they look at it. And the vitamins that I suggest are things that your doctor would talk to you about and say, these are good things because they are very research-based and they're standard, not these things that, may work for some people and don't for others. But certainly, you can check that out.
Yeah, I was being facetious. You're very mainstream with your recommendations. I think, as I recall, it's stuff like omega-3 and vitamin D3 and stuff like that that I'm remembering from the article I read.
Yeah, the research on the vitamin D3 is pretty amazing over the last few years, Mark. And if we all are lacking that vitamin D3, and we all need more of it, and it's a big thing for our motivation or for our energy. And so you think about your personal energy, how that affects your motivation. You're exhausted at the end of the day. It's going to be hard for you to be pretty motivated to work on your business.
Hey, I mean, this happens to me. I mean, I get home and I'm exhausted. I mean, I big job all day long, and it's easier to sit on the couch and shut off than it is to get in here and crank up this microphone and do something that matters.
Yep. And so that's why we go back to this. How do you create this mental or psychological energy, right? So one of the things I would say is revisit your meaning, why you're doing what you're doing, and even write that down. And I think sometimes we have to watch it because we can easily start pursuing money or pursuing other things to be our motivator. And here's the thing, Mark. Money as a motivator, it's only a vehicle for what you're trying to get to. We forget that. So think about, do you do anything to get some green pieces of paper?
Right, absolutely not. It's a tool.
No, it's a tool. It gets you, and a lot of times it's a concrete way to think about how it gets you. You think about these 16 desires. It can get us where we have a higher level of tranquility, or maybe we feel like we can get more status or have more power with it, or we can take care of our family, or, we feel like it can help us give back to people and help us with our idealism and that type of thing. But we have to remember it's just a vehicle. And anything can be just, in most cases, if it's extrinsic, an extrinsic type of motivator, it's just a vehicle to get you eventually to the ends, which is your intrinsic motivators, which are the 16 desires and values that I mentioned. So anything that you see that you think you're moving towards an extrinsic motivator, think about what's deeper than that. And that actually helps you then better be more motivated to what your outcomes that you're really trying to achieve and why you do what you do. And so when you think about why I might get up off the couch and go work on something, what's it for? What are you trying to do? So that's something to think about. I think also, planning your progress and your accomplishments. I think overwhelm is a big thing for people when we get stuck and we lose our motivation. I don't know if you see that, Mark, especially with when you're building an online business. And I know as I'm building a platform online myself, although I don't have a product business or anything like that, I still have a blog, and I'm building a platform online. And, you know, it can be overwhelming when you think of all the things you need to do or should be doing. And that in itself sometimes can hinder our motivation. You see that? Do you ever experience that, Mark?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, what the simple way I describe it is so much to do. So just the noise in my head of the list of things that I want to go do is so overwhelming. I can't even decide what to work on first. And you just have this feeling of wanting to give up and just say, oh, never mind. Let's go watch NCIS, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, planning your progress and planning your accomplishments. There's a great book called The Progress Principle. And I love this book. It's actually one of the Harvard professors, business professors, was a co-author of this. It's by Teresa Amiable and Stephen Kramer. And essentially in their research, what they found is, and they looked at these people in business, several thousand, I believe it was. And essentially what they found is higher levels of joy in their work, engagement in their work, and creativity with their work was predicted by a person at the end of each day feeling like they made a little bit more progress towards an ultimate goal. And how important that is for us. You know, we're not going to eat the elephant in one sitting, right? So can we give ourselves permission to do 1% a day, do a 0.5% a day, and let that progress principle take over, where we know we're making progress and we're seeing it accumulating. And if you read the book, The Compound Effect, I believe is the name of it, and it's another book that kind of talks about it from a theoretical perspective, is a little bit every day will add up to a lot over time, something that we can be proud of. So I think that's a big thing for our motivation as well.
So when I tell my listeners, which I always have since I've had this podcast, that they should work on their internet business a little bit every day, there's actually some science behind that.
Exactly.
How about that? Hey, how about that?
There you go. You're a scientist and didn't know it.
That's right.
But no, this is, I think people really find this book really interesting, that the progress principle, some good stuff in there. So two more I'll give you here that I have in mind. The other thing is, and this is related to the relationships that I mentioned in the framework, as well as energy, and that is, find people to be with, find a buddy, find a friend, find a group of people that you share common goals with, common challenges, common failures, common successes. And this is the great thing about podcasts, right? You can find a podcast on anything you're interested in and find like-minded people. Mark, you've been, you know, you connect with your listeners, and we've, you know, met down the street here at the Londoner Pub with people all over Texas. We had people drive from another state, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's people that just want to get together and talk about how, you know, building our platform and things like that online. And that is a way, I know everybody walks away from that highly motivated. Although that's an event, right? How do we do that on a daily basis? And that could be done through continual reading, your development, you know, podcast. But also I think it strengthens it if you do have somewhat of the buddy system here. You have a relationship with someone who's doing some of the same things, and you can kind of encourage each other on, right? And, you know, whenever you kind of falling off the wagon a little bit, someone's there to push you on and say, hey, you know, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while, right? You know, how are you progressing towards your goal? And give you a little encouragement here and there. And that can be a big thing for us.
Yeah, and I talk about this a little bit in episode 63, where I talk about mastermind groups, which is another example of how you can get this kind of motivation.
Oh, yes. I think the mastermind group is a great example of this. And even if it's not to the level of a mastermind group, even some type of peer mentoring group, you're seeing more and more of those popping up, especially in business environments or in corporations, where like-minded people have some of the same type of goals, are getting together, and they're helping. They're essentially developing each other, and they're coaching each other. They're mentoring each other. And that's a highly effective way to keep your motivation moving.
Excellent.
And the last thing I'll mention here is really just studying yourself, thinking about what motivates you and getting to know yourself a little bit better and building in what I call these motivation practices. And, you know, there's a ton of books, out there related to motivation practice or motivation techniques and tips and 101 ways to motivate. And you know, some of those work for some people and they don't work for others. And so I encourage people to think about yourself, get to know yourself. What truly is your meaning, your values, those desires? What is it around that motivates you? And then how do you implement that into your life in a workable way, right? And these motivation practices I know for me are things like my time management. I avoid overworking so I don't burn out. Which I think is a big problem with people who own their own businesses, getting to the burnout stage too quickly. So how do you manage your time and monitoring yourself? It's like running a marathon, right? Some people, you know, a business is not a sprint. And some people go out and they think they're going to run this marathon of their business, and they're going to go out and start sprinting the first 2 miles. And what happens? You want to give up at the 2 mile mark, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, think about, you know, how do you avoid that burnout? How do you manage your time? How do you actually work on your business when you have energy, that natural energy? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening times? That type of thing. How do you implement exercise and health into what you're doing? How do you, even going back to kind of some of the rewards, what do you do to reward yourself? What do you do to put yourself around the right people that are, and put yourself in the right environment? And there are a lot of people who, quite frankly, have the wrong friends or in a wrong environment to do anything to help their motivation and move them forward. And so, you know, some people may need to rethink that. So those are just, I could go on, but for the sake of time, those are just some examples of personal motivation practices that you can put into practice every day, essentially. And Mark, and sorry for the shameless plug here, but on my blog, I actually have, and I wrote this ebook that I
the
give away.
The 5 Habits of Maximum Motivation. I was about to mention that because I've actually read that. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a way to remind us of what do we need to be doing every day to keep that motivation as high as we can in a natural way. And it has to do with those motivation practices.
So let's be very specific now. How can people go and find that ebook in you? Because it's not just the ebook. There's lots of interesting stuff on your blog that stretches from health to, I thought I saw earlier this week that you wrote a piece about motivational emails. And I mean, there's all kinds of relevant information over there. Where can they find you?
You find me at drjasonjones.com. So it's drjasonjones.com. And you'll see on the right side of the screen, you know, the opt-in form. And you can get the 5 Habits book we just mentioned. And also I've written a book. I have a published book called The 28 Days to the Motivated Team, which is written as a handbook for someone who manages people to help increase motivation for their work team. You might find some interesting things there. But let me give you a couple of little links here, Mark, and for your listeners to get them directly, if they want to go directly to some things. Because, you know, when you go to someone's blog, there's just a lot of stuff at times, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go to drjasonjones.com/motivation, it's going to take you to a place that kind of curates the some of the top posts that I've provided related to some of the things I've talked here about motivation and this framework and how you can put that together. So that will kind of curate you if you want to kind of be a crash course in motivation. You can go to that. Also, if you want to go directly to where you can sign up and get the 5 Habits book, you can go to drjasonjones.com/5habits.
And that's the number 5?
Yes.
Outstanding. Well, this has been even better than I hoped, because there's actionable stuff here. And I, you know, the things that resonate with me have to do with maybe getting myself into a little bit better shape for, you know, maximum energy. That's certainly something that I'm focused on right now. And I imagine that a lot of people will come away with this from this, listening to this with stuff to go do. What's your advice for someone who recognizes that they've got a gap in where they want to be as far as motivation is concerned, and they want to change something tomorrow? They've listened to this. They've got this sort of high level theory, some practical recommendations, and now they just want to take some small action. What's sort of the nugget, the voice, the sound bite that you want to leave people with about motivation?
Yeah. So I give you a little some wisdom kind of out of what I've studied over the past 15 going on 20 years now with this. And the first thing is, don't look for people to motivate you. Matter of fact, what we know about motivation is it's not about instilling, it's about activating it. And look to find how you can activate your own motivation, and don't look to other people to try to instill it in you. And so the first thing that I would say to anyone is there is great power in goals and meaning. And if you can combine those goals and meaning, that's going to be your first step, I believe, towards your action and towards you getting some kind of psychological energy to actually behave and act with purpose and move forward with purpose. So when I talk about activating, I coach people and I teach people when I train this, I teach them to think about how can you activate, how do you unleash that internal drive and energy about the things that's most important to you, most meaningful to you, and put that into some type of goal for how you're going to move towards that. And a lot of people are doing that in their daily jobs. They can do that in how they are working with their families. They can do that in their local communities, in their churches, in their synagogues. There's so many ways that we can move forward with that. And if you can just begin moving forward in any of those places, I think you'll see how that will expand and actually blossom into really finding many other ways in life to continue to activate your motivation.
Well, Dr. Jones, that sounds like excellent advice that I need to follow myself. And I really can't thank you enough for spending time to talk with me and my listeners tonight. I really appreciate it. And I know people will, and I hope people will reach out to you at drjasonjones.com. And you're also Dr. Jason Jones on Twitter, I believe. And so people can find you there. And I encourage people to, if they've got questions or comments about the show, I'd love to hear about those in the comments for the show notes. And I'm sure you'll be watching those and we'll chime in if needed, because we'll be out of my depth on this topic pretty quickly, I'm afraid.
Yeah, certainly will. And Mark, thanks for the opportunity. You do good work, and thanks for all that you do for the people all around the world. I know that are up late at night working on their business, as you say, one night at a time, little by little, but on their way to doing great things.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. And I'll see you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was totally awesome. That should give you a strong feeling for a guy who's well qualified, been studying this stuff all of his life. And what he's telling you is intrinsic motivation is key. You need to think about why you're doing things. It's exactly 100% aligned with the kind of stuff that we've talked about on this show before. And I think it's important, because when I see people fail in internet marketing, they don't fail because of tactics or a lack of tactics. They don't fail because they don't have strategy, because there's lots of stuff you can go out there and just buy. They fail because they quit, because they're not motivated, because they don't see things through. And so this motivation, this intrinsic motivation thing, is something you really need to figure out if you want to be successful in internet business. Until next time, I'm Mark Mason from the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, and I hope you have an absolutely highly motivated, fantastic day.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Yes, I know some of you are looking for some update on Niche Site Duel and Forever Affiliate. That is the topic of the next episode. So we're going to talk about all that next week. Don't worry, we will cover it. I promise. Some stuff going on there that you'll want to hear about. We're going to talk about things like how to decide on keywords and niches and the domain names and all kinds of stuff like that. And I will let you know what's going on with Forever Affiliate as well. I will admit my progress has been a little slower than it could have been because of Major League Baseball. I love the World Series. I wish the Texas Rangers were playing in the World Series. But shout out to the Red Sox, man. They just crushed it. I think they're the better team this year by far. And that means the better team won the World Series. And that's why they play 7 games. And as much as I love the Cardinals, my 6-year-old's team is called the Cardinals, for goodness sake. As much as I love the Cardinals, I'm really glad to see the Red Sox win. I think they had the better team. And Mike Napoli used to play for the Rangers. I'm glad to see him win a World Series. So it's all good. See you guys next week.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late Night Internet Marketing.